Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters. I thank my wonderful sister, Dupreecia Hadi, for telling me that my microphone was on mute. Yes, it was. I heard this voice come and ask me, what the heck is this here, man? What's going on here? But, you know, you get so much into the programming that, you know, sometimes you put yourself on mute and just forget. So I have to start all over from the beginning with the introduction. First of all, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And thank you for tuning in on this Monday morning to the Upload Life with your host, myself, William Kareem. So, you know, we've already lost a couple of minutes in the program, so let me go over this. This here is the Upload Life, and the Upload Life has a lot to do with satellites. And so what we wanted to do is let you know, well, what is that all about as far as satellites are concerned? Well, you know, it has a lot to do with the news of the day that's on, and we're talking about Gaza. I mean, that's what the news of the day, and everybody's talking about Gaza and Israel, Gaza and Israel, Gaza. And with good reason it should be talked about, because this is a circumstance, a situation that's happening on holy land. Praise Jesus. And you say, oh, it's on the lake of Stafalah, brother. No, no. Remember, Jesus comes from Palestine. And that's the Holy Land. That's where Jerusalem is, you know, the Dome of the Rock. So it has a, that's a land that has a lot of history. And then you have family members that are actually fighting against each other. And we're talking about Abraham's children. Listen here, Abraham needed to come up out of his grave and give each one of them a smack on the butt. That's right, for fighting against each other like that. But, it, you, well, see, I didn't even mean to go into it to this degree, but, and I'm not, and I'm going to just say to you that the people over there that are claiming themselves as being Israelites are not really Israelites. I'm just going to say that. Now, what you talking about, Brother Kareem? Well, I'm talking about the people that are over there, are people that actually come from Russia, Germany, and other countries. If you were supposed to do a DNA test on these people, you would find that you wouldn't find where they are connected to, where they're not connected to Palestine in any way, shape, or form. What they did is they put on a costume and they came over and said, yo, you know, we are the ones that are Israelites and we deserve this land. That's what they did. Anyway, I didn't mean to get into it like that, but that's why you don't have a family connection with them. They don't fear. They don't have a family connection because they don't have have regard for the father of Abraham, where they are actually supposed to be family members. By DNA, they're supposed to be family members. But if you're talking about coming from Russia, you're talking about coming from Germany, you're talking about coming from Uzbekistan and all the countries over there, and you go ahead and you turn Jewish, and then you come over here and say, yeah, well, this is my land. Well, I just want you to know that's what's happening, and that's what has happened. So that's why you don't have the regard, you know, for the Palestinian people. That's why, okay? But that's not really what I wanted to get into today. I wanted to get into the situation that's happening as far as the reporting from Gaza, what has happened with that. You see, we've already heard that, you know, that the country of Israel over there, which is not really, you know, it's a Zionist country. It's not really a Jewish country. And, they have control of the food, the water, the food supply, the water supply, who can enter and who doesn't enter the Palestinian territory of Gaza, okay? So because they control that, nobody really talks about the other part that they control. And the other part they control that has everything to do with the Upload Life, this program, is their internet service. They have control of their internet service. So even though Palestinians have cell phones, you know, they're not backwards to that day. They have cell phones, but cell phones are dependent on internet service. So when the bombs and everything go off and they take pictures and video and they try to send it out, it can't get out. Why? Because Israel has turned off their internet service. So because Israel has the satellite, control of the satellites. So other countries have to use their satellites, countries like Jordan, Egypt, you know, and other surrounding countries, news agencies like Al Jazeera, et cetera, have to use their agencies and people who have telephones that are connected to Jordan or connected to Egypt, then they have to send the imagery to those countries, to those news agencies, and then it comes to be part of the world, all right? So I've looked up a statistic that I think that is important for us to know about, and it, the question is, how many satellites orbit the Earth? Anybody know? How many satellites orbit the Earth? Well, the number of satellites orbiting the Earth depends on how you defined a satellite. Well, I'm telling you what they're telling me. According to United Nations Office of Outer Space Affairs, did you know that the United Nations had an Office of Outer Space Affairs? UNOOFA. That's the acronym for it. UNOO. UNOSA. United Nations Office of Outer Space Affairs. There are 8,261 individual satellites orbiting the Earth as of January 2022. 8,261 individual satellites are orbiting the Earth. However, so this is a however, this is a but this includes both active and inactive satellites. If you only count active artificial satellites, the number is 3,372 satellites as of January 2021. So isn't that something? That we have 3,372 satellites that are active out of the 8,000. So that means there's 5,000 satellites that's just up there as garbage. Just garbage going around the Earth. 5,000 satellites just going around the Earth. 3,372 are active. The United States has more satellites than anybody with 1,897, followed by China with 412. So satellites wind up being important as far as the upload life is concerned. And there's another connection that you should know about, and there's a name that you're probably familiar with to some degree, and that's the name of Elon Musk. Elon Musk, you know, the guy that, you know, made the Tesla car. That's Elon. Yeah, the Tesla car. Yeah, that's Elon Musk. Well, he also has a plane that goes up to space all the time, you know, that goes up to space. And the United States is the one that employs his company to do work as far as putting satellites and other things up. So I thought that was important for us to know here in the upload life. The other thing that you should know is I didn't even notice. I woke up this morning and found out about it. I found out, did you know, that there was a mob attack at the Democratic National Convention headquarters in Washington, D.C.? Did you know that? So, and did you know that it was the Democrats that they called it the woke people. This story was by Andrew Rodriguez from the State of the Union, which was a newspaper or something. And he said Republicans condemn violent radical mob attack on DNC headquarters. A violent protest outside the Democratic National Committee's headquarters led to the injury of 6 police officers and the lockdown of House offices, drawing widespread condemnation from Republicans. The protesters demanding peace in the Middle East were described as socialists and Hamas supporters by some lawmakers. The incident prompted comparisons to the January 6th Capitol riot, with criticism directed at law enforcement and allegations of a double standard, injustice, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I just wanted you to know, did you know that? Because I didn't. But the other part is this here. Did you know that Miss Universe 2023 crowns a biological female, Miss Nicaragua, as winner over 2 biological males? Did you know that? Miss Universe 2023 crowns a biological female, Miss Nicaragua, as winner over 2 biological males. Miss Nicaragua, Shanice Palacios won Miss Universe Saturday amid many historic firsts at the pageant. Palacios, 23, was the first from her country to take the title. Among the other first-time candidates was Miss Nepal, Janet Garrett, who was the first plus-size model. Okay. The first plus size model, and the first ever Miss Pakistan, Erica Robin, and the first contestants to be married mothers, Miss Guatemala, Michelle Cohen, and Miss Colombia, Camila Avella. So they were going for titles. I mean, you know, I was the first. Yeah, you know, like I was the first one. Was the first one from my country to Miss Palacios. You know, she's the first from her country of Nicaragua to become Miss Universe. And then the other one was, yeah, I'm the first. I'm the first plus size model. To Miss Janet Garrett. Yeah, I'm the first plus size model to be in Miss Universe. You know, that's how fine and how beautiful I was. and Miss Pakistan, Erica Robin, and the first contestants to be married mothers. Yeah, I might have been a mother and I'm married and I had children, but they still accepted me. This is Michelle Cohen and Miss Columbia Camilla Alvella. Miss Columbia. Yes, you know, even though I had children, you know that you know I was. They still thought I was beautiful. To become Miss Universe, and you think I'm not finished. There were two biological male contestants who identified females this year. Miss Lebanon, Netherlands, Ricky Cole, and Miss Portugal, Marina Machete. Only Machete made it to the top 20. This is news. This is news. Brothers and sisters, did you know that? As Miss Pakistan progressed through the top 20, she was featured in the swimsuit competition portion of the pageant. Oh, man. The Pakistani opted to wear a burkini. For the first time in the pageant history. Now, I don't know what is a burkini? Let's see. Remember, you know, we're in the upload line. So we're talking about a burkini swimsuit. What is a burkini swimsuit? So a burkini swimsuit is a swimsuit that's fashioned whereas the swimsuit covers the bottom part. Well, it covers the top part too, but you know that was the first time that was actually done. The Miss Universe thing. So she decided that she was going to wear a burkini. So that was when the Pakistani opted to wear a burkini for the first time in the pageant's history. That's a swimsuit that just covers everything. Avella made it to the top five finalists in the competition. Miss Australia, Moroya Wilson, was the second runner-up, and Miss Thailand was the first runner-up. Ooh. Judges included the former Miss Universes. Okay, the pageant took place in San Salvador. Okay, that's where all of that happened. But times are changing, brothers and sisters, as far as Miss Universe is concerned. You know, that now all you have to do is identify as a woman, and you can go in and compete against other women. Men can compete against other women as far as the swimsuit competition is concerned. So the question also becomes, you know, what's that? It says that what's driving young Americans, this is something else that you should know about, what's driving young American political shift on Israel? And this has a lot to do with the upload life. It says a well-documented shift in how young Americans perceive Israel in recent years has become the subject of heated debate, most notably among some technologists, and you know black people, you know us, you know, when we start getting into words, I'm trying to pronounce it right because I don't want y'all making fun of me. Did you hear what he said? Anyway, some technologists and politicians came to point the finger at TikTok. Okay, TikTok, which is another social media that y'all are probably, you know, many of the pioneers are probably on, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you know, y'all are on that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But while TikTok has certainly become a bigger part of youth news diets, in other words, that's where your children and grandchildren are getting their news from, there is far more at play than the video app. According to political scientist pollsters and activists on both sides of the U.S. debate. Theories for why young Americans increasingly sympathize with Pakistan include the influence, now check this out, the influence of Black Lives Matter movement. Now, how in the heck did black people get in this here? You know, they got to include us in everything. I mean, you know, and essentially if it's, they feel that it's negative, well, you know, it's because Black Lives Matter. The right wing, so anyway, that's one part. And they said the other thing that's really influences them is the right wing politics of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's administration. And it is really called, you think Donald Trump is right wing? Netanyahu is showing just how right wing he is with the killing of so many Palestinians and the bombing, we should say, of the Gaza Strip to that degree. Also, changes in U.S. demographics. The fallout of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars and the images and videos of Palestinian civilians that are spreading all over social media apps, not only TikTok. Interesting, very interesting, very interesting. So those are just a couple of things that I thought that you should know about. We're going to continue. And this other part that we're going to continue with is let me just say this here, that, you know, today is Monday, and you know this week, what happens this week, you know, y'all know, you know, Thursday is Thanksgiving, you know, that's the holiday is going to be celebrated, and many times, you know, I'm not going to be able to celebrate with my family, you know, go down to Baltimore and celebrate, you know, this year, you know, I'm not driving, and you know, I just don't feel like getting on the bus. And instead, you know, getting on the bus and driving 4 hours. I just don't feel like it. So I called my daughter and everything. And said, are you coming down? I don't think I'm going to come down, you know. But I told her, I said, listen, just, you know, when y'all fix me a plate and then just send me a picture of the plate and, you know, I'll be good. But if y'all really want to, you know, improve me, you know, just put it in a FedEx box and ship it to me. You know, I get it. I eat it. You know, it'll be next day delivery, so you know the food should be good. Just make sure that you wrap it tight. Anyway, that's supposed to be a joke. But it was suggested to me. I mean, you should know that Boston Market will be selling Thanksgiving dinners at an increased price, but it's going to include a slice of pumpkin pie and a soft drink. So you get your turkey, you'll get your, you know, your dressing, you'll get your greens, you'll get that red jelly sauce or cranberry sauce. You'll get all of that, the traditional foods on Thanksgiving, plus a slice of pumpkin pie and a drink. Now, I must admit, you know, a couple of years ago, I did go to Boston Market and get a, you know, and get a Thanksgiving dinner at one time. I did that. And it was okay, but the price has increased this year, no doubt about it. Also, you know that what I found out is that you can order a fully cooked turkey from Popeyes. Popeyes will make a fully cooked turkey for you for Thanksgiving. Yes. So, at an increased price. You know, so if you don't feel like cooking, there's a couple of places that you can go to get that done. And Popeyes, you know, they do chicken rice. but that's not it. That's not it. So here it is. Thanksgiving is on Thursday, but do you know what Friday is? Friday is Black Friday. Yes, that's when everything goes on sale. Yes, when prices are slashed by half price, by 25%, by 50%, everybody's doing it. Everybody's getting in that on that. So make sure that you get your money together, the little bit of money that you got left, make sure that you get that money together so that you can go ahead and make sure that you take advantage of Black Friday sales that are coming. You know what's going to happen, right? You know, they're going to start putting up the Christmas lights, and they're going to start selling Christmas stuff right after Thanksgiving. That's when it starts to happen. I'm already starting to see commercials on television about sales that are actually going on and seeing Christmas already been being promoted on television. It's already there. So that's one of the other things that, you know, we want to be aware of and upload blank, you know, so make sure you get your credit cards ready so that you can go ahead and, you know, take advantage of the sales and everything that's going on. Oh, boy. But there's something else. Did you know? There's something else that I found out. Now, here it is. I'm in the New York City area, and I'm on Facebook. And I found out that the Mosque of Islamic Brotherhood, which is on 113th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue, you know, my family used to live across the street from the mosque. The Imam, shout out to Imam Talib Abdul Rashid. I didn't know it, but, you know, it's because I looked on Facebook, and Facebook informed me that members of the Mosque of Islamic Brotherhood right here in Manhattan, in Harlem, you know, actually saw the opera of Malcolm X. Did you know that there was an opera that was made of Malcolm X? Did you know? Now, you said, well, you know, look, I know you know who Malcolm X is. Malcolm X was an American Muslim minister and human rights activist who was a prominent figure during the civil rights movement, a spokesman for the Nation of Islam until 1964, and he was a vocal advocate for black empowerment and the promotion of Islam within the black community. And we should not forget that the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad was an American religious leader, black separatist. This is what they wrote. An American religious leader, black separatist, and self-proclaimed messenger of Allah, who led the Nation of Islam from 1934 until he died in 1975. Muhammad was also the teacher and mentor of Malcolm X, Louis Farrakhan, Muhammad Ali, and his son, Warith Deen Muhammad. So there is a play. There's a play that the Apollo and Metropolitan Opera announced free simulcast of Anthony Davis's X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X, on Saturday, November 18th. So I just wanted to know, did you know that? Okay. So it says here that Malcolm X is back in operatic form, at least. The Life and Times of Malcolm X, with a score by composer Anthony Davis and a libretto by playwright Talani Davis, scored a somewhat hollow triumph when its official 1986 New York City opera premiere, garnering positive reviews and some regional production, as well as a return to New York City opera in an abridged form in 2010, but never quite became a staple of the opera repertoire. So here it is, a couple of composers and playwrights put together this production called The Life and Times of Malcolm X. And it was first done at the New York City Opera. And so what has happened is, you know, in 2023, what has happened is this has been picked up by the Metropolitan Opera, which is the premier opera house at Lincoln Center, the famous Lincoln Center in Manhattan, New York. So it is quite an achievement, you know, for Anthony Davis and to have his score and the play actually being done at the Metropolitan Opera. It is an achievement for him. That's the way that is seen. But I just want you to know that the tickets that you can go see it and for November 24 is, you know, something like $150 up to $500. So that's going to be the opera at the Metropolitan Opera. That's how much it's going to cost to actually see the play. But what they did, they what they did, because you know that you know what's going to happen. oh, now, you know, they're showing Malcolm X at the Metropolitan Opera. So what they did was they said, well, look, this is what we're going to do, because we know that, you know, black people are going to have an attitude about it, you know, because the thing is that the opera is going to be making money. We're making money off of this situation. And I'm going to read to you, you know, why that's a problem after we come back from this PSA.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals of Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
Yes, that's the A Time to Be Grateful that's going to be coming up very, very soon. It's going to come up December 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, right there in Newark, New Jersey. You get an opportunity to come out and see it, especially it's going to be a lot. It's just going to be a lot just to get together with our people, you know, and that's a lot. Muslim Journal has been working on the Time to Be Grateful for many, many years, and, you know, starting to really have roots and establish itself. So, you know, we pray that Allah will bless the effort of the Muslim Journal staff to, you know, and to make this a success. And so I want to say something about this collaboration between the Metropolitan Opera and the Apollo Theater. Two venues that are very famous, the Metropolitan Opera at Lincoln Center and the Apollo Theater in Harlem, 125th Street. So what they did is they announced a free simulcast of Anthony Davis's groundbreaking opera, The Life and Times of Malcolm X, on Saturday, November 18th at 12:55. This marks the Metropolitan Opera's first live opera stream into the Apollo, and approximately 1,200 seats in the historic theater will be available. Registration is required. Did you know that? I didn't know about it. This inaugural live stream to the Apollo is important at a time when we are attempting to broaden our audiences, said Peter Gelb, the Met's Maria Menounos Shem general manager. The Apollo is thrilled to be partnering with the Metropolitan Opera to bring this legendary opera X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X, directly to the Harlem community, where Malcolm X's presence continues to vibrate our buildings, sidewalks, and streets. Really? Two iconic institutions coming together to uplift this powerful work and homage to one of our greatest black leaders, while making it accessible to the people who live in the historic neighborhood where Malcolm X found his voice, is no better manifestation of the values and mission of the Apollo, said Camilla Forbes, executive producer of the Apollo. You know, it's like they have something today that is very popular. It's called "Give Me My Flowers Now." Don't wait till after I die to give me my flowers. Give me my flowers while I live. And if you know, mainstream America did not give Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, they did not give them their flowers while they lived. They waited for them to, when they passed, it was like, oh, you know, they were so great. Same thing, they did the same thing to Martin Luther King. The same thing with him. They did the same thing. And that's why they shot him. They shot him. That's how much, you know, mainstream America loved Martin Luther King. They shot him, and then all of a sudden it was like, he was so great. You know, but see, this is the makeup. This is the way that they've tried mainstream culture tries to make it up after so much negativity has been placed. They try to make it up. And I say that to you because here it is. You see what's going on in the Middle East. You think that they're not going to try, that they know they're wrong. They know they're wrong about what they're doing. But they're going to try to make up on it. They're going to wait till after everybody dies and after freedom and everything, then they're going to start talking about how great. That's what they're going to do. And let me tell you, if anybody knows how to do that, it's the Jewish people. And I'm not talking about them in a negative way when I'm saying that. Do you think that they always say, we'll never forget the Holocaust? So all the suffering that they went through at that time, it's like, yo, we're not going to forget it. And everybody that suffered during that time, they raised them up. So it's not like, you know, they don't know how to do that. It's not like that's something that hasn't happened in history. They did the same thing to Jesus Christ. They talked about him like a dog. Many didn't follow him. And I'm not telling you something that you don't know. I'm just saying, consider, reflect on how it goes. On how, when you're alive, it's like, ah. But then when you die, did you know him? Did you know Jesus? They went to Peter. Peter, the one who denied him three times. Did you know him? Yeah, I knew Jesus. You know, I was one of his followers. But Jesus told them at the very beginning, said, listen, you're going to deny me three times. And then before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times. And that's exactly what happened. But then people would come to Peter, did you know Jesus? yeah, I knew Jesus. Well, tell me about him. What was he all about? He was such a great man. Yeah, he was, and he did this here and that. Paul, you know, W.D. Muhammad told us about Paul. He said, Paul led us astray. Well, you know, Paul, the one that winded up, he was prosecuting. He persecuted followers of Christ. And then he had to change his heart. It's not to say that people don't have to change your heart. My only point is this, that people criticize you when you're alive, and then they give you your flowers when you're dead, as opposed to giving you flowers while you're alive. Oh, you think I'm great? You think I'm great? Well, tell me why I'm alive and so I can appreciate it. Don't wait till I die. William Kareem, you know, he was a great guy. He was a great guy. I don't need flowers, believe me, because I'm not looking for that. You know, I'm trying to follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and I'm trying to follow the command of Allah that says that, you know, get your share in the dunya, but the hereafter is even better. So I'm trying to get points for the hereafter, man. You know, I'm good here in America. I'm good. I got food, clothes, and shelter. I'm good. So I don't really need points or anything. I don't need nobody to recognize. But I'm just saying the way that human beings do things and that the historical ideas, you know, what people have done historically, to take a look at that and to keep that in mind, that's the way that people do things. That's important. So listen, if you have something to say, you know, you can go ahead and press 1 on your phone, and I'll be more than happy to bring you into the queue. Because this here is a conversation, actually, I'm just starting it off. And it's about the upload life, and I'm just trying to give you some of the incidents that are happening in the upload life. And did you know, you know, especially as far as the satellites are concerned, did you know that Miss Universe, it ain't Miss, it's Miss and Mister, you know, It's Missing Mister 810-3399. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, William Kareem, and to the AM360 family. This is Dabrita Hadi calling from Flint, Michigan. And I just want to say thank you so kindly for bringing this information to us. You know, on that, when you talk about this Miss Universe thing, I thought I had read something like that. But at the time I was reading, you know how you catch something then, but you're on the move or doing something else. And so I just
right.
kind of forgot all about it. But I'm so glad you are bringing this up to us, because isn't that something, how the world has turned, that these men are actually putting themselves forward like women, and they are actually being able to compete and win, and they
yeah.
know that these are men. And
yeah.
and I want
yeah.
to say about that burqa suit that you talk about, that swimsuit for the Muslim women. Yeah, I
right.
had seen that when they first come out there too. Yeah, I knew about that. But we
that,
certainly
that's
do appreciate
swim, that's supposed to be a swimsuit?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what that is. It's a swimsuit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, we out in the water, but, you know, we ain't all out exposed like the other women are. So that's what that's supposed to be, the Muslim swimsuit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But we certainly do appreciate you, Brother William, for sharing.
All praise is due to Allah. That's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to share. Did you know that there were so many satellites that's actually orbiting the Earth?
No.
Garbage. 5,000 pieces of garbage that are orbiting the Earth. I mean, and that's just in 2023. There'll probably be more as the Earth continues to go around. There'll probably be more. They'll probably be putting more satellites out there. You know, we don't know, so, you know, people are making money and things like that. But it's just something that we should be aware of, because the possibility exists that it might, you know, wind up affecting us in a negative way as the future goes on. And, you know, we should, you know, kind of make our children aware of these circumstances and situations, too.
That's right.
But this is what the future is holding, and this is why it becomes important for us as Muslims to hold fast to the rope of Allah, to hold fast to it, and not to allow these legislators and these social scientists to guide us away from the guidance mm-hmm. of the Quran and the life example of Muhammad. I mean, you know, the life example of Muhammad is a life example not only of Muhammad, but of the prophets, especially Lady Khadija, the relationship that she had with him. You know, it's an important example, and if we follow it to that degree, we will have a strong community. We will, because actually, you know, we wind up being. The example for Muhammad in 2023. That's what we do. That's where we at today. We wind up being an example for the people. May Allah bless us. And thank you, Sister Dabrita Hadi.
Brother William, before you go, did I hear it on your program, on one of your other programs, or somewhere else about a so-called gay Muslim men having a masjid or something?
Yeah, that's been around for a while. Yeah, they tried to justify it as far as, you know, gay Muslims are concerned, which winds up being men having a relationship with other men. Their justification: these are men that they don't want to actually be the helpmate to a woman or to women who don't want to be a helpmate to a man. It goes both ways. But one of the responsibilities of the human being, yeah, you know, and that's the problem that we have today, and that sisters, you know, are being blessed to go forward, and sisters will have a relationship, you know, with men. But, you know, and they know how to be mothers, but it's important to know how to have a relationship with a man. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
that is to be a helpmate, to know how to be a helpmate. I think that's one of the requirements of the religion. Not only for a sister, but for a man too. That's his responsibility to be a helpmate to a woman. You know, not just, you know, like, yo, I'm the man, do what I say. But, you know, to be a helpmate to her. They have to be, you know, helpmates to each other. When you can't be a help, when two men, you know, they think the same. So it's like, you know, I love you. Really? that's just the craziest, man. You know, some dude with a mustache and a beard that tells another man, you know, I love you. It's like, really?
And check this out, and I'm going to get off this line. But I was watching something the other evening, one of them pageant shows or something, and this absolute man was on there. I don't know what, I can't remember what his name was. Honey, he was a man. He had his hair styled and stuff with makeup and on just like a woman with his beard. Do you hear me?
Very true. I've seen it.
Really?
Alhamdulillah, this, and you bring up a good point, because this is the situation that people, it's about, again, we talked about, you know, getting your flowers. People want to be recognized. They want to be recognized. So you're talking about a man that has, you know, the makeup and all the rest of that, and it has a full beard.
Yeah.
He's trying to get recognition.
Yeah.
That's recognition. I'm trying to be recognized. You know, when you start to dress outside of the normal dress, you're looking for recognition, and that's one of the traps of the upload life, is that you feel that, you know, like, nobody is recognizing me. Let me put my picture on Facebook. Let me go ahead and do something on TikTok so people can see me, and that they don't forget me, and they realize that I exist. That's why it's also important that we have a community, and, you know, that we have a Juma prayer, that we have radio programs like Muslim media, that we can come together and be normal with each other, and we can talk normal, and we can talk about the problems that are facing the world, and we can come together and talk about it and see, well, do we think this is right? Do we think this is wrong? Yes, we think that there's a problem with a man dressing up as a woman and then having a beard. And even though it's legislated, so it says, well, you know, like, if the law says it's right, the law says it's not right. So we come together and discuss it and say, you know what, I did see it, and, you know, there is hope for us, because we together are recognizing that it's not right under God's law. And even though man has, you know, said it's okay, it's not really okay with us. We're not going that far, and we're not going to let our children, we're going to teach our children not to go that far. We're going to teach our grandchildren not to go that far, because we're going to be the examples for them, inshallah. Thank you, sis.
You're welcome, brother. Have a great day. Assalamu alaikum.
You too. Wa alaikum assalam. And now we're going to play this.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Alhamdulillah, Abdul Alameen, Bismillah Ibn Rahim. You have a question or comment, please press 1 on your phone and we will bring you into the queue. Yes, it is important that we have a Muslim media so that we could come together and talk about issues of concern, because we have a dominant culture that is constantly making suggestions to us about, you know, what we should do. As I said, this is the week that is supposed to be Thanksgiving, and they're getting, there are so many ways that you can go ahead and celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, especially if you don't have your family members. And like I said, you can go to Boston Market, you know. There's all kinds of ways that you can. And some people is just going to be like, yo, it's just another day to me. It's just another day with me. And it's just, as Muslims, we say, well, you know, it's just an opportunity. We don't celebrate it, but it's an opportunity to get together with our family and, you know, socialize. But people take advantage of that. You know, the whole idea about Black Friday, this whole idea, you know, they're doing a lot. They're pushing Black Friday, believe me, because it's about money that they say, well, you know, if we slice out our prices on half price, then that little bit of money that people have, they might go ahead and sacrifice it for something that they have always wanted, and so we can give it to them for this little bit of money. The other day, you know, I saw one of my neighbors, and, you know, my neighbor, I've known her for years, but I saw her, she was getting out the car, you know, somebody had driven her, and she was dropping her off at the building, and she had bags, and I was asked to help her up to her apartment. So while we're going up to the apartment, I said, why you got all these bags and everything? She said, well, look, you know, I'm not driving anymore. I'm not driving to the supermarket, because whenever I drive to the supermarket, somebody wants me to pick up something for them, or they want me to take them someplace because they know that I have a car. You know, let's stop at BJ's so I can get this. She says, so I just decided that I'm not driving my car, and I just give this lady $10 so that she, for some gas, so she can take me to the store. And I can pick up my stuff, and then I'll bring it home. So I told her, I said, they can deliver groceries right to your door. You don't even have to go outside. She said, they can? I said, yeah. Have you ever heard of Instacart? That's Instacart. And that's what they do. You can place an order online for local grocery stores that are in your area, and they will actually deliver. You know, you go there and to Instacart, they'll show you the stores, they'll show you what they have on sale or what they're selling, and they sell all of the regular stuff that we buy when we go grocery shopping. They sell all of that, and you can put it in a cart on your phone, use your phone to place an order, and they will bring it to your apartment. And she paid $10. It cost less than $10 to have that stuff delivered. It'll cost less than $10 to have the stuff delivered. And I'm saying this because we might have many of pioneers that are on the line right now that, you know, you don't want to go to the store, but you got to go to the store. You got to go and do your shopping. You can have, just to let you know, Instacart, Instacart. And also they do it with Amazon. And the only reason why I know this is because my daughter ordered groceries for me from Whole Foods, because I was jumping on the bus and going all the way to Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, going all the way up to those places, getting bags of groceries, and then having to lug it, you know, back down to the bus station, and then from the bus station, get on the bus, and then, you know, get off, and, you know, then lug the stuff upstairs. When I told my daughter about it, she said, look, let me place an order for you. And the things that I wanted, you know, she was able to have it delivered. Now, my daughter's in Maryland, and she was able to have it delivered to my apartment in Long Island. I mean, it was great. It was great. So just take that into consideration, that you don't all the time have to go out and do the shopping yourself. You can have the stuff delivered to your door. You know that this is what the situation is, because we have Uber Eats and we have DoorDash, where you can order from these local restaurants if you don't feel like cooking, that kind of thing. I don't like them because they charge too much money. They charge too much money to have you, to bring you something. I ordered some bread from Panera Bread I think, you know, the bread was like $8 for the bread. And then, no, it was $5 for the bread. And then what they did is they put another $5 on to delivery. So I was actually paying $10 for the loaf for a finger bread. So, you know, I don't really like DoorDash and Uber Eats because they just charge. And then you got to give them a tip. You got to give them a tip. I went to Panera Bread the other day, you know, because I said, well, you know, like, I went to the Masjid, actually. The Masjid was in Long Island Hillside Islamic Center. And then right across the street, a Stop and Shop, Panera Bread, Five Below. So I said, yeah, well, you know, I'll go and make the Juma here and then go across the street, you know, get something from Stop and Shop and then pick up some Panera Bread. And then I got in Panera Bread. I said, well, let me just sit down and have something to eat. So I said, well, you know, and Panera Bread, they have a half and half. You know, you get, you know, a half a sandwich and, you know, a smaller cup of soup, you know, for a certain price. So I said, well, let me get the sandwich, you know, let me get a half sandwich and I'm going to get, you know, some soup. And that thing came up to something like $20-something. I said, well, how much is the sandwich? He said, $9. $9? Cancel the sandwich. Cancel the soup. Just give me the bread. I need to cancel stuff. So now I'm thinking about, this is what I'm thinking about doing. I'm thinking about making bread. I'm thinking about making my own bread now so I can make my own sandwiches. Anyway, you know, I have a minute left, and just want to let you know that tomorrow we'll be on Upload Life. And today on A New Day for Community Radio, Ibn Islam is going to be talking about reviving the Quran and Sunnah. And so we hope that you'll be with us at 515-605-9326 for A New Day Community Radio. I thank you so very much. And tomorrow I'll be with you again on The Lives of the Prophets by Ibn Kathir. So until then, we're going to go out with a commercial of Assalamu Alaikum.
Assalamu Alaikum. This is Preeta Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you, Chinese.